If it's conditional, we confess. He didn't say if we think. If we we have to say with our mouth. The blood is in heaven. Jesus took that blood into the heavenly holiest of holies on the day of resurrection. It's still there. But when you now say, Father, I confess our sins to clean with the blood, you access that blood in the heavenly holy of, watch this, you access it in the heavenly holy of holies via the high priest through your own individual priesthood. So it's actually the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he takes a portion of that blood, then he administers it to you and through you to other people. But it is the operation of the mouth that accesses that operation, that accesses it and causes it to be a reality on the earth. If you don't say with your mouth, it's not going to work. With the mouth, confession is made unto. Open your mouth, it's not going to happen. Now, after you said it with your mouth, it's now in the air. You can now use your thoughts in the course of the day as you meet people. You can, you know, ask for mercy for them, ask for life for them, ask for the blood. But you've already released it with your mouth. That's why in the Old Testament, they had a morning sacrifice and they had an evening sacrifice. In the New Testament, interestingly, we have once every 6 hours. We have a morning sacrifice, we have another one during the day, we have another one again, we have another. And there is no limit to how many of them we can make. Very important. So you need to access and use the blood. I call it using the blood efficiently and with wisdom. Another very important thing is visualize. Say, Father, I confess my sins to clean with the blood. Visualize the flow of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood. You usually come by this navel. The navel is like the umbilical cord. It's like our connection to God. So that's the place where the clot comes. And so that the death in us does not flow into the rest of the body. God will clot it when we sin. But once we confess and we say, I confess my sins to clean with the blood removes the clot and then life starts flowing back from God through into us. Very important. So when you pray, pray with understanding. This is really what it means to pray in faith. When you pray and you just say it, there's nothing in your mind. In fact, your mind is in Shagamu. You know, you're thinking about Sokoto. You're thinking about some people. You're preaching in church. You're thinking about the dodo. They're going to eat this afternoon. Pastor, quickly finish talking what he's talking. I beg. You know, no. That's the carnal mind. It's in enmity against God. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. For watch this. For thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on thee. Thee who? Jesus. Thee the blood. Thee the life. Thee the power. So let your mind, when you're praying, that's why you need to concentrate when you pray. You'll observe something about the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is true of great saints down through the years. I practice this myself to the glory of God. You know, when saints pray, they close their eyes frequently. It doesn't mean you have to close your eyes all the time. Why are you closing your eyes? You're blocking out the picture you are seeing, and you're allowing the picture that God wants in your mind. Because sometimes what you're looking at is a distraction. So when you close your eyes, you're trying to see what God is doing as you pray. So you know you're talking to somebody, even though you can't see him, he's invisible, but you see him that is invisible by faith. So you close your eyes. You see the Father, you see the Son, you see the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Father, I confess my sins to clean with the blood. You see the blood flow. In Jesus' name I have life. You see the life flow. Very important. So it's very, very important. Okay, no problem. You know, so it's very, very important for us to realize this, you know, and operate in this way. Okay, so let me just make a few announcements. Then Mom is going to come and share with us, and then we will pray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's such an important thing to realize that in God, He does not make a demarcation between school and church. School is church, and church is school. Because they do the same thing. You teach, and you raise up a generation, both in the church as well as in the school. And I didn't even know I was going to say this, but the Lord said to me, He said, you did this in the school with an audience that took this away. How much more you need to do it in the church, which is also your church school that needs to have the lasting legacy. See, what happens to us a lot in Nigeria is that we build things, but we did not do or build according to pattern. And because we did not build according to the pattern, it does not have a lasting legacy. Because the only thing that can have a lasting legacy is what you build according to the pattern that is set by the Creator Himself. Because the Bible is His constitution, and He created all things and still upholds everything by the power of His word. So if you want to know how should my marriage work, go to the Bible. If you want to know how to train my children right, go to the Bible. If you want to know how to be a good employer, go to the Bible. If you want to know how to live a successful life, go to the Bible. If you want to know how to make money that does not have wings and fly away, go to the Bible. If you want to know how to live long, go to the Bible. Some people say, I'm lonely, I don't have friends. If you want to have friends, go to the Bible. Because there's a scripture that says, if you want to have friends, he must show himself friendly. So if you want any principle in life, go to the Bible, the manufacturer's handbook. Hallelujah. And so yesterday, by the grace of God, the Lord led us, and I have a great lady who just catches my heart. And I was whispering to her husband, my John Mack, I just need to tell her the direction, and she just flies with it. And I acknowledge you, Dutelisha Kushokoya. The Lord bless you, truly my John Mack. Today, I want to start with, now, church is a little different. I did it a bit of a structured way, but this time I'm just going to let it flow. Today I'll be speaking about a life of impact for a lasting legacy. See, if you build anything around yourself, it's dangerous. Because already intrinsic in that is that it's not going to last. Because except the Lord built a house, they that built it in vain. So we must learn to build outside ourselves and build in God. And watch outside ourselves and watch in God. And things that do last are usually things done in a team. Because when God was going to introduce himself to us, Elohim, he said, let us. There was no way the Father could have come himself and deliver himself and die for us. They had to have different roles, but yet one same person. So there had to be a synergy in the spirit. And if God can help you raise a partnership that's inside God, based on the principles of unity, you can be sure that you are on the path of having a lasting legacy. So today I'll be speaking about a life of impact for a lasting legacy. And I'll begin by relating the words of a father as told by his son. This father, unfortunately, died untimely. But little did he know he was going to be a very great friend of ours. Little did he know he was going to die untimely when he took this walk with his son and gave him the principles of life that outlived the man and became the bedrock upon which the life of the boy is being built. Because he came to give a tribute about his father, and these were the first words that he spoke about his father. He said, he was out on a walk with his son. This father said to his son, "Son, life is not about money. Life is not about position. It is not about influence. It's not about all these other trappings that we run all about and we lose." The Bible says, if you gain the whole world, what will it profit you? And if you lose your own soul? It's not about the trappings. It's not about the dress. It's not about the jewelry. It's not about that. It's about doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. A mighty Savior, he healed the leper. When the people saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing good. Ha! Everywhere you go, you must be doing good. Your mighty Savior, you're to heal the leper. When the cripples see you, they must start to walk. For everywhere you go, you must be doing good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is about doing good, about making your life count for the good of others. Was this father in question poor? No. Not by any standard. Was he a man of influence? He certainly was. Did he have an enviable position in society? Of course he did. Despite all this, he had come to a realization that a life laid down for others is a life truly lived. And his heart's desire was to impart this truth to his son. Just like our heart desire. And the heart desire of Jesus is to impart to us this truth. It is an enduring truth that no one is an island. Neither are we here on earth just for our own sakes. We are all part of a family unit. The eye cannot say to the ear, "I have no need of you." Now, listen to me. As small as this nail is, if you have weak glow, tell me how sound your body is. Even though it's a little tiny, the whole body will feel it. Because you're not here just for your own sake. We are all part of a family unit, a community, organization, institution, a nation. These structures are made up of people and diverse interrelationships which occur within these structures. And this is what life and living is all about. It's unfortunate that a lot of our leaders do not recognize this. And that's why they cannot sleep in peace. They have created the monsters on the road. They cannot sleep in peace. Because they have created the monsters on the road. How many do they want to eat? How many beds do they want to sleep on? And it's all about them. And then the people say, eh, okay, let us see you enjoy it. As the iconic playwright William Shakespeare once wrote, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts. In the course of our lifetime, each and every one of us, we play several parts. You saw me some months ago. I was just a grandmama. And all I did was drop off my CEO cap and be a grandmama nursing my baby at night. Was a great joy. Every time I see Zoe Asta, I just keep bubbling like a baby. Daddy and I will be fighting. Oh, let me speak to her. Why are you monopolizing Zoe Asta? I say, can we do this again? Joy, and I pray that all of us, you see our children's children in Jesus' name. It's a new dimension of relationship. Now I know how grandparents feel. I never knew my father was soft until I saw him deal with his grandchildren. They'd be touching him. He went all the way, traveled, and he had this little beautiful box. I thought it was for me. So, maybe I'm the foster partner. And he brought these beautiful pearls, original pearls. Not just one, a whole set. And I said, Daddy, he said, Itununi momu wafu. Money ho. I brought it for Itunu. I said, okay. Oh. But now I'm beginning to understand. Okay. In the course of our lifetime, each and every one of us, we play several parts. How successfully we play each part depends on our desire. Everybody say desire. Everybody say decision. Desire. Decision. Maybe I should add one more. Determination. So we have the three D's. Desire, decision, and determination to impact the lives of those around us. And maybe, like the Good Samaritan, just do good. Not necessarily on the props given to us. Show those off, our acquired riches, our privileged backgrounds, our good education, our impeccable accent, influence, and etc. All those things do, however, have their important place, but they're not the main thing. The main thing is that you were born to impact lives. Now just take a minute. Just take a minute and pause. Do you think it was easy for Jesus to die? But the Bible says that he was slain before the foundation of the world. Which meant it was an agreement between the threesome that he was going to die. And he knew that the purpose of him coming was to die. But when he got to that dying moment in Gethsemane, and he was faced with stark reality of being separated from the Father, which had never been. He balked under and said, Papa God, is it possible? Can we look for another way of doing this? I know it must be done. But is there another way we can just do this? Just do this. God didn't even say a word. And God didn't even strengthen him at that point either. Until he did something. He surrendered his will. And said, not my will, but thy will be done. And God sent forth angels to strengthen him. And took him through. Now, took him through for what? For impact. Imagine if he hadn't gone through it. Would he ever have been a first amongst many brethren? That was a lasting legacy for the prisons for the spirits in prison. Remember, there were spirits in prison in Abraham's bosom. In the paradise, there were spirits in prison. There were those that were there then, and then there were us, and yet our future generations to come that were waiting on that one singular decision. That one singular impact. Thank God he made the right decision. Thank God he made the right determination. We have undeniable examples of people who had all the props. I don't know whether when you were growing up, you know all those children that were born into very, very rich homes. Absolutely rich homes. They had all the props. But if you look at years later, they made nothing out of their lives. Joshua once told me, this truth he told me blessed me. You know, it's good to have conversations with your children. He said, Mommy, we must learn to be humble. He said, Mommy, we must learn to share what we have. He was making a case for opening up the sports center for all the young people in the city to come and use the sports center. He didn't have to convince me. But you know, my son is a lawyer at heart. He makes his points. So he said to me, Mommy, he said, we need to be humble. He said, Mommy, we need to share. He said, Mommy, there is an erroneous impression about people because of who my father is and who you are, and because of your calling, you don't mix, that you are proud. He said to me, Mommy, you know something? I said, what? He said, we need to debunk this theory. I said, yes, son. He said, Mommy, you know something? If you look around, the children of the very, very rich, years later, they never make success of their homes because they never relate with the lower people in the society and learn to feel how they're feeling. Mommy, I don't want to be one of those. I want to be able to touch them. I want them to touch me. I want to be feel them, and I want them to feel me. Mommy, please. Can we have the sports center open? I know it costs you so much money. That's in track. No. But Mommy, there's not much in Ibadan for entertainment and sports. Can we have it opened to all? I stood up for him. I said, son, this was the reason this was done. What do you want? I said, Mommy, can we have school buses? You have it, son. Mommy, can you talk to Auntie Shelakwe? I said, yes, son. You can talk to your Auntie Shelakwe. Mommy, can they all come? And can you have everything ready for them? I said, everything you want is done. Because this is the reason this was done. And to the glory of God, Toluwanimi and their team have carried on. Carried on. And yesterday, on Friday, was it Friday? It was so glorious when we had the Zion City Fellowship guys. Thursday, when we had the Zion City Fellowship guys come and play with LifeFort students, it was one of the best days of my life. When I saw my two teams and I could not take side, so I decided praying in the spirit was the best way to go about it. God bless you all. So, as iconic English playwright said, you know, one man in his time plays many parts. In the course of our lifetime, each and every one of us, we play several parts. How successfully we play each part depends on our desire. And like I said, we have undeniable examples of people who have had all props and made nothing of it. And there are examples of people who had few or no props. and left or are leaving a lasting legacy in the annals of human history. People like Florence Nightingale, people like Mother Teresa, and more recently people like Malala Yousafzai, whose lives of selflessness are a reference point for good. To summarize the words of Queen Elizabeth in one of our speeches, the true measure of our actions is determined by the amount of good in them. Good, everybody say good. Good must be at the heart of an impelling force behind all of our actions. What is behind our actions now is what is in there for me. What can I get out of this? That's the calculation that everybody is factoring in their mind. But what we should be factoring in our mind, as Queen Elizabeth said, is what good is in this. And this good must be at the heart and the impelling force behind all action to play our part successfully and make an impact and a living legacy. Now, to my point, there are four. Everybody say four. Everybody say four. Four is the number of balance in the Bible. Four key qualities of a life that impacts. Can you write for me? Selflessness. Everybody say selflessness. Selflessness. No, we said church is school. Selflessness. Good. We need to arm ourselves with an irreversible mentality. You know, when something is irreversible, it's reversible. It means it cannot change. Irreversible is irreversible. It means it cannot change. We must arm ourselves with an irreversible mentality that takes us from me, myself, and I, all three, and no more. Me, myself, and I. What Martin Luther referred to as the John Major instinct, to you, us, and we. We must begin to see ourselves as mere custodians and not proprietors of all that we have been given, and ready unreservedly to let go or employ these things wherever and whenever there is a need. That was what Joshua, a small boy, saw. How long has he lived to know that all the children of the nouveau rich, who are selfish, sometimes never make it in life? Then we have, everybody say, unfailing desire and readiness to do good and live good. There's a scripture that's coming to me. He that know you cannot even avoid this, because now God has trapped us. Because he that know it. You know, many people live in the realm of intentions. He that know it to do good. And God knows my heart, I really meant to do it. But the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We must seek for and welcome opportunities to do good in season and out of season, whether it's convenient or not convenient. Our readiness to do good must transcend the call of duty. Some people just do good because, what will you do if I'm your boss? You have to do good to me now. Do you want promotion? Me, I love to see the ones that do it behind the scenes, not the ones that do it in front of me. The Yorubas, you see, Entoshen. Why do you love? Many people's eye service. The Bible says, not eye service. Our readiness to do good must transcend the call of duty. It must transcend the call of family. It must transcend the call of friendship. It must transcend the call of personal expectations to the standard set by the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 6. What is that standard? Give me Luke 6. For if you love them which love you, oh Matisha Goni, you've loved those who love you. Of course, if I love Pastor Olubi, what a great price for me to love him. He loves me already. What do I expect? He loves me. I love you. I love you. You love me. You love me. You love me. If I love Basoji, of course, if I love all the people that love me, of course, then who will love the ones that are? The Bible says, if you love them with love, what thank have ye? What thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. So you see, you have not done anything great. And if you do good them, which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. I want you to be reading this scripture over and over again. It's one scripture that you cannot afford not to view ever so often. What thank have ye? Sinners also, they do good to them that do good to them. And if you lend, if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? Ewagba, Pastor Lubi Egba. Of course, omo pe to ba fun Pastor Lubi o fi magba meji ni na. Calculation yen ti lo sori e pa pe if I give Pastor Lubi one, I will get two back. If you lend to them whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much gain. Did I not just say that now? But what the Bible says, love ye your enemies. Love ye your enemies. And do good. And lend hope for nothing again. One thing I tell people is when you give people things, masseri. How do they say it? Huh? Masere. Don't. What it means is when you give to people, don't go back to them reminding them every moment, remember I gave to you. You owe me. Remember I gave to you. You owe me. Strings are attached. Don't give things. When you give it to the Lord and turn your back. You see, I have been in situations before. That I gave something I did not even have. That I had to literally borrow to give. And it almost affected my child, our daughter. But God did not allow it to affect her. And there was absolutely no thanks. No thanks at all, at all. One of the most painful things in my life, but one of the greatest growth of my life. Because you know something, friends who thought they were doing me good came and said, Shoshima continue, sha. Shori ekpe, sha. Shoshima continue, lati ma she. I ereti opelele yi. Immediately they come to me. And beautiful friends, they were my good friends. Job had friends. She and yellow woman. Is it that person that sends me? I'll be alone. You must, that is when you have to decide, why am I doing what I am doing? If you were doing it, that is fishy, huh? Or to get reward for men, I would have collapsed. Because I'm not talking about small money here. And many people left me alone on that journey when they saw the heart. So I turned to this, my best friend, and said, it's the Lord that sent us. If it is the Lord that sent us, until the job is completed, I have not done the work. So I must continue to do the work until I finish this work. And then he who knows to reward will in turn back reward me. Because this thing I gave, when the day one, I knew the possibility, I gave it to God. Day one, did God not know that creating man, there was a possibility for them to rebel? And yet he still created man, but made a provision. Oh, You know the provision I made? When I do good, I put it in my heart. It is debt. It is unto God. Debt to man and unto God. Even in this lifetime, if this person does not reward me, God somehow will reward us. And you know something? God helped our own daughter. What under normal circumstances? Because when it came to her turn to afford to pay, we could not pay for her. But what could not happen in America? They gave her a scholarship. Ha! That was about and much more than the amount that we alone had carried. And opened the doors of her destiny and life and husband, of which we are grandparents, and you've seen the fruit, you've seen my son-in-law. If I had tried to fight for myself, I would have shut the door of our blessings. God knew man could rebel, but he made a provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. For every good you do, let me tell you something. I'm not promising you that there will be no pains. But remember the pattern of the master himself. And do what I do. Key pastor does. Forget what you do. Forget that as in the past. And keep moving on. That this is unto the Lord. Lend unto the Lord. And he will reward. Have I said anything to anybody today? But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And you shall be called the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. This is the kind of attitude that touches and changes hearts and lives for good. Number three, I'm going to four, and I will round up there. Willingness to build others up. Yoruba zo lele yo. Please write it for me. Willingness to build others up. I want Yoruba o lele yo. I saw Yoruba lele. This is the Yoruba infirmity, which my brothers, the Igbos, do not have. Because if you go to one them nice, or you want them walking, he will go and look for his brother to go and bring, rather than you go buy it somewhere else. You want them wine, you want them walking. They will keep it in the family. I love the Igbos, man. They are my family. See, life is almost an Igbo school. Where you're a true Nigerian, nobody will know where you're from. Hallelujah. I believe in only one body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in one Nigeria. Amen. Nigeria, Iba Yorubas. Huh? Once they see somebody climbing up, it's a crab mentality. When you see Yoruba, say, I'm a Yoruba person, so you cannot say that I'm abusing. I am saying what is our problem that God must deliver us from. God has to deliver us. God has to deliver, because the principality that Sabalori Nigeria Yoruba land, this is the principality that does not make us progress. Akintola will fight Awolowo, Awolowo will fight Akintola. Instead of joining together. Una! Once Igbo here, Una! Finish! Una! Finish! I don't care where he am from, nine in Mexico, or nine in Israel, in nine! Me, myself, I'm trying to learn Igbo so I can just write up one day. Come and see them yesterday when they were doing price. The Igbos, all of them will be supporting the... They don't even want to know who the child is. As long as he's Eze, as long as he's his one name, as long as he's Okori, as long as they'll be greeting each other. I say, where are the Yorubas? Where are you greeting yourself from? I'm a Ugo. You know, it's good I'm Yoruba, because the other person can say this. They will say that the person, I am Yoruba. I know. Mama for junior ma wo aba mama wo ni aba. Ngba mi wa se fi daga, wa se fi pa Oluwa lese. Ngba mi e se Oluwa ma gbongo ke kini mo se fun won. Ma ya ma bind our spirit, ya ma bind won. Ti o ba ni je ki duro baba sha ba mi down lo. Hallelujah. Me, I don't fight men. No. When I'm walking and I'm seeing the daggers, I say, Papa God, sure you know that you are the one that is taking me. The person who will not want me can make I stand, make you have me answer. Answer, peace. Chandra Boskandra. Nah, well done. A person whose life impacts must recognize that dynamism, change, and growth are an intrinsic part of life. God said, I must stop here. I want to say something. You see, life force owes the Igbos. See, when life force was down, 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 and it was down, down, down by my own people, they finished us completely, carried the goods, and they were selling them. People built houses on life hot. They will send me trailers of cement and find ways with the boys to carry the cement out and come and resell again to me. And I was down and gone. The people that came to my aid were my Igbo brethren. They said, ha! What can we do to help this woman? And this were not small money. They said, madam, anything you want. Till you finish this thing, it's done. Electricals came, bass. Hey, lights, eh? Tiles came, bass. Plumbing, bass. They finished. They said, I will go to the shop. I'll be inside. Pick this, I pick. You think I have all the money? It was just record for me. They said, madam, finish first. Then we will talk. Say, because if a woman, you know how like Igbos, they like woman. If a woman can do this, and sometimes it plays well for us. If a woman can do this, Abba, we must support her. If this woman says one vice for governor, we feel support her. They said it. And then, of course, you know our son. And elder in this school, the school and in the church, Ndubusi Okorie, to the glory of God, my red chief cap, a red cap chief, my Inwanyinwoke, employed a staff to stay there, paying the person, doing everything that was necessary to get that school on its feet. I'm sure my Yoruba brethren too wanted to help. And some helped. Maybe they just couldn't at that time. So may the Lord bless their pockets to be able to help in Jesus' name. So, we must embrace others rather than view them as threats to the progress or our well-being. Embrace others rather than see them as threats. Remember, these little children, they grow into parenthood, and they will never forget. See me, I can never forget the Igbos in our history. My husband and I can never forget the Igbos in our history. These children, life force, they can never forget Igbos in our history. That is why there is no demarcation. Two, three streets are named in Lifeford. Baba Afinlo Defendiwa, defender of the universe. Because it's two Igbos and one Yoruba. Defenders of the Yoruba. It's Baba Ifin, Fayemi's name. That's the only name there. The other two are Igbo names. I don't know Yoruba. I don't know Igbo. I don't know Hausa. I only know one. Faithfulness and God. Children grow into parenthood. Learners go to take their place in the workforce. Subordinates progress into leadership. Building others up means providing strong, unshakable support to others at whatever level, so that they may be with the vision of helping their others, so that they can also attain, or they themselves transit seamlessly onto the next level. You see, if you don't show example to others, how are they going to copy? How are they going to follow? And then when they see you do it, then you can teach them to transit seamlessly into also wanting to always pull others up. You see, if Nnamdi helps me sell my good, that somebody went to buy in the shop and Nnamdi did not have, when somebody is looking for something in my shop that Nnamdi has, will I not take them to Nnamdi's shop? To state an obvious truth, which studies have also confirmed, those who make it their life's mission to help others will find they are themselves always pressing onward and upward, onward and upward, onward and upward. When Jesus died and he rose again, he was not only him again. He became a firstborn amongst many, 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 many brethren. And at the name of Jesus, every knee, both born and those unborn and yet to be born, and Satan and all his demons must bow. Hallelujah. Finally, integrity is a composite word comprising of, Pastor said it today, or maybe this is why God wanted me to say this, of honesty, reliability, and consistency. This character trait is the life force and the life source of the other three. We are all familiar with good intentions that never translate into action syndrome. Stop saying, God sees my heart. So if he sees your heart, why don't you do something about the heart? The action. It doesn't have to be much. I love Yorubas. You see, since I caught this thing, it has always helped me. He said, koto koto, koto koto, olon sunny down, koto koto. I will translate. But you know, I love that. Mamini, koto koto, olon sunny down. What means, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. It is what makes you, what we call our stingy. I don't have enough. When will you ever have enough? Nobody ever has enough. Even if it is the 5 naira, give it. If it is 2 naira 50 kobo, give it. If it is the 1 naira, give it. And the more you give, the more the Lord blesses you. The more you are giving more, the more you are giving more, the more you are giving more. Mami, suffer me, pe. Mami, my mother, little did she know, just like this man and his son, that she was going to die early. She called me one day, because I'm her first daughter, said, what? Said, give me your hand. I gave her my hand. Please come. He said, Pastor Jesus, with all respect, give me your hand. I gave her my hand. He said, stretch it out, stretch it out. I gave her. Then she held something in her hand. Let me hold this. Then she said, try and get it from me. This book. Then she held it in her hand and said, try and get it from me. 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 Then my mommy said to me, said, the hand that always gives, where is it? The one that always takes, where is it? My mommy said to me, if you want to always be a giver and always have, be that hand on top. It is more, she did preach scripture, but she preached scripture because it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the person that is always giving is always having more and more and more and more and more, because pressed down, shaking together and running over. Hallelujah! Will the Lord give to the person? Integrity is what sustains good. You know, my mom, all through our living, she never had... You know, I never grew up knowing or seeing housemaids being treated differently from her children. I never knew it. I never grew up in a home where they will lock the store. I never grew up. That's why I never have keys to my store. Because you are what you see. I never grew up. The only thing my mom would say to us is what he would say to the house girls. You know the part of the meat that your daddy eats in the pot of soup? Don't touch it. Every other thing you can have. What that means, you can have it in the right proportion. We are supposed to have one piece of meat. Don't go and take two. Be moderate. And that is why, for me, it's easy to treat all the people that are in my household so nicely as human beings. Because it is just a question of birth. It could have been me. That could have been Lizzie. And Lizzie could have been me. It's just the grace of God. Have you not heard it before? Where the son, the mayor of London now, was the son of a bus driver. But he's now the mayor of London. Don't look down on anybody. Because you are not their maker. And you don't know the story God has written about them. This was the mistake the Pharisees and the Republicans made. Said, is this not the son of the carpenter? And they spoke about the King of all glory. And they never entered into. Because they could not see what God is saying. Be meek. Learn of Jesus. Meekness and lowliness of heart. Treat other people with love, with honor, and respect. Love all men. Honor the brotherhood. These are serious messages. And same thing with my children. They don't lock lockers. They don't lock kitchens. Freely they have given. I see Moyin treats the woman with her, I'm honored. And I see the woman treat her, I'm honored. Because there's mutual honor and respect. Mothers, this in particular, you need to change your lifestyle. Owu yagmi. Onlomoro. Your children, the yarn that the mother spins, the cotton that the mother spins is the yarn that the children used to make their clothes. If you don't like what you see in the lives of your children, maybe they're telling you a story about yourself that you need to rewrite. Thank you, son. I love you, son, so much. You caught the spirit. Let us assume the radio is tuned to Premier FM. And then suddenly a broadcast by another radio station comes through without us tuning the radio to that station. What happened? To deny that there are forces which oppose good would be simplistic. A stronger signal came through and overrode the signals coming from Premier FM. There is a prince of the power of the air that is always trying to override the Premier FM. This is what happens when we try to do good without keying into the source of all good. God, only God, who is integrity personified. There's none good except God. The founding fathers of America realized their inherent weakness when they made the United States motto, "In God we trust." Coming home to Nigeria, our coat of arms bear the words unity and faith, peace and progress. We must have faith in God. My dearly beloved, let us embrace today the path of selflessness, doing and living a life of good. Be willing to build others up, key into God's nature of integrity, and a lasting legacy is assured. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Mommy, you're not going to sit down. You're going to stand here. Everybody sit down for a minute. We didn't plan this. Mommy didn't tell me she was going to share this. She just whispered to me. She just felt God wanted her to share it. You know, and I know she doesn't remember this, but I'm going to, you know, today is Father's Day. So we're going to pray. But before we pray, you know, and it's so beautiful, this has come up to lead towards the prayer for fathers. A father must leave a lasting legacy. In fact, that is the very heart of fatherhood. What is a father? Technically speaking, a father is one who reproduces. When you say somebody is a father, it means he's given birth to a child. So fathers, intrinsically, the name, the title father, intrinsically bestows upon you the ability to reproduce a generation that will come after you. And what Mommy has shared today about leaving a lasting legacy is so crucial to true fatherhood. I know she didn't remember, so I just knew it was by the Spirit that this exhortation has come to as a foundation for, we're going to pray for our fathers in a minute. Then she said something which I would like to amplify. Building up others. You talked about selflessness. You talk about a willingness to do good. Then she talked about building others up. And then finally she talked about keying into the source of all goodness, which is God. You know, the integrity of God's integrity and God. But I want to emphasize that particular point about building others up. Selfishness and a desire to pull others down is short-sightedness. And she made this distinction in the infirmities, as far as the infirmities are concerned, about the Yorubas and the Igbos, you know, contrasting. That is a particular weakness the Yorubas have and a strength that the Igbos have. Talking generally, each tribe has their strengths and weaknesses. But that is a very, very good point. Because you see the Igbos, if he opens a shop, he'll go and bring his brother. He will teach that one. Then he will give him money or things out of that. Then he will give him freedom. Then that one will start. Then the other one will start. You ask yourself, why do Yorubas don't do such things? It's envy. I preached this some time ago. Say you climb up the, then you take the ladder away, so that no other person can climb up. But don't you know that you'll be lonely up there? And God did not make man to be alone. You cannot enjoy anything if you don't have people to enjoy it with you. If you progress and the people around you don't progress, you'll be miserable. The rich man sleeps with one eye open when the poor man is hungry. I can't sleep when the poor man is hungry. But if you make everybody around you happy, then you can, at least the one that you have left, you will enjoy it. What's the use of having so much and you cannot enjoy it? Being selfish is, you know, and not building other people up, I have to emphasize this, is short-sightedness. It's darkness. Because your fulfillment and your joy comes from other people's success. When they are strong and they are blessed, then you can relax and you can enjoy life. That's the whole, that's God's plan. His plan is for us to pass on to the next generation, the next one pass on to the next generation, the next generation will pass on to the next generation ad infinitum. That is forever. You know, and so all of us can enjoy. God is so big. No one person can enjoy all of God by himself. He wants each and every one of us to be great. He wants each and every one of us to be blessed. And when you are in a blessed position, look for ways of blessing the people around you. Those people you help tomorrow, today, will be your strongest friends tomorrow. Your strongest allies. And they are the ones that God will use to strengthen you in the days to come. Not even just to strengthen you, so that it's not selfish. They will bring you joy. They will bring you fulfillment. So many people are in quotes, success. I didn't know he taught us the other time, Brother Dotton. I didn't know he, you know, about good success and bad success. Bad success is when you succeed alone. Good success is when you succeed and you carry people along with you. Life for children, ladies and gentlemen, our brethren, please don't forget these lessons. And at the bottom of it all, the foundation is hook up with God. So talking about during the Bible study, by the blood of Jesus, so you can have access to the life of God. Then you can do good. And when you become strong, when you become rich, and when you become powerful, you'll be like David. You say, who can I do good to? David sat on his throne after God had blessed him. He said, who can I help of the house of Saul, his enemy, the person who wanted to kill him? Then he looked for Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, and said, from today, this is where you will eat until you die. And why won't God save David? Let's stand to our feet. Mommy, I'm going to give you the microphone. You are going to pray for fathers. We do not pray for ourselves. Now, we're going to do something. Today is Father's Day. In recent times, we have been emphasizing a lot on this. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well. The Bible is a wonderful book. No ambiguity, no obscurity. It's clear that it may be well with you, number one. And then that you may live long on the earth. Kowalaye, kowalaye, kodewalaye. It's a great saying. You know, you can live long and it's not well with you. You can live long and be wishing for death every day. It will not be our portion in Jesus' name. You can live long and you are not where you should be in life. The Bible is clear. Honor your father and your mother for that reason, that it may be well with you. Not only, and then you will live long on the earth. So not only will you live long, but you will live well. The antithesis is true. If you don't honor your father and your mother, it will not be well with you. In Yoruba language, that means I'm not cursing you. It's just Bible. And you won't live as long as you should live. What does it mean to honor your father and your mother? Today is Father's Day. What does it mean? Let's bring it down to the nitty-gritty practicality. It's not just to give your father money. My dad said something many years ago. Let me interpret. In other words, you will be blessed by your children. You will enjoy your children giving you things, but you will not be looking to your children to eat. God asked Solomon, he said, what house are you going to build me? You know, as God blesses us, you know, as Christians and all that, the time will come when you ask your children, what house do you want to build me? I don't have to wait for you to build a house for me. I don't have to wait for you to buy a car for me. I don't have to wait for you to buy clothes for me. I can afford them myself. But I still want you to give me a house. Amen. And I'd like you to give me some nice clothes. Why? So you can be blessed. Honor your father and your mother. Not because they may have need. They may not even need it. But because God said so. So it goes beyond giving. Honor is not just giving material things. It's part of it, but that's not the main thing. It's the heart, reverence, love, respect, loyalty. That's what true honor is. When you honor your father by your attitudes, by your actions. The Bible says that an unwise son, a foolish son, is a grief to his father. Because somebody goes out and can't start misbehaving, he has dishonored his father. Oh, momo ento nje ni. In Yoruba land, we are very particular about that. I can never forget when I went to secondary school, when I was going to England for, when I came to UI, when I was coming to UI, when I was going to England for my brother, at each point, my grandfather called me. I don't know whether I did that in your own house, though. My own family, when my grandfather was still alive, they would call us. When you are moving from one level to another, they will tell you, sit down. See, this place you are going, don't forget the house you are coming from. And make sure you don't do anything to bring disrepute and disgrace to the family. That thing will be ringing in your head. I can never forget. You know, going to UI. As a young boy, my grandfather, you know, on my dad's side, my maternal grandfather had passed on, but on my dad's side, you know, Papa lived until 96. He called me, you know, and he said, "You're very fortunate. We didn't even have the opportunity to go." You know, and I was very young, 16 or what old was I? He said, "Be very careful. You know what my grandfather told me? My father wasn't there. My grandfather, he said, as you are going, make sure you don't do anything. Then he told me about prostitutes. I was shocked. He said when he was young, they used, you know, younger boys, they would go and, you know, he said, and they used to catch syphilis and gonorrhea. He said, be very careful. He didn't tell me. I was looking at him. But he stayed with me. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. Obey their, for spiritual, obey their instructions. Obey the instructions. Hold fast to instructions. She's alive. Today is Father's Day. And by the grace of God, I'm a spiritual father to us here. You know, I don't need your money. Though if you give me money, I won't say no. I don't need material things. If you give me, I won't say no. I will bless you so that you can be blessed. But very seriously, you know what I want from you? Honor. I want obedience to instruction. If I am a father, where is my honor? If you don't, if you disdain my teachings and my instructions, you are dishonoring me. The greatest honor you can do for me today. All these things I've been teaching you all these years, particularly now, at this time of the manifestation of the power of spirit without measure, start doing them with clarity. That's how you honor me. And that is how God, it will be well with you and you will live long on the earth. So I'm going to go to the back of the church. I don't normally do that. And with the pastors and all fathers, we all come round here to the front. And then mommy will pray for us. And then when mommy finishes praying, I too I will pray. But mommy will pray for us first. So anybody here who has been born by a man, in Yoruba, that means unless you are a strange creature, only a strange creature that is flying in the sky will not have been born by a father. So anybody who has been born of a father, you know, I want the ladies and all the to stand. We will come and then we'll come here and then we will kneel down and then you will pray for us. You know, today is Father's Day.
Such an honor. Such a privilege to pray for a man. Thank you for the honor. My pastor, my husband, and my mentor, and my best friend. Give him this honor to pray for our fathers. Please, those of you that are here, let's remember our fathers, even if they're not standing in front or kneeling in front. Bow your heads. Your parents are connected with us, so the blessings will extend to them. We are going to raise our hands in faith and in unity by the mercy and the grace of God and say no more to Satan that our men should die in the prime of their youths. The sun will not smite our men by day, nor the moon by night. The spirit of destruction that lays with at noonday will not hit our men. Because when the head is decapitated, then the whole body is unprotected. And that's what the devil tries to do. So we're going to be believing God for the outflow of abundance of life. So close your eyes. Let's pray like you've never prayed before. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence with reverence and awe. Father, confessing our sins, repenting of them and asking for the cleansing and the purging of our consciences from all dead works to serve you, our living God, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these amen, starting with the Father of this house, your Son, your friend, and now our High Priest, Pastor Olubi Johnson, and all his sons, and the sons of all the children connected with us, the fathers of all the children connected with us. That Lord, today as we pray, we lift up our eyes to the hills. From whence cometh our help? Thank you, because our Lord, our help comes from you, our God. You are the one who made heaven and earth. Therefore, we pray for each and every one of our fathers here, and the fathers of the children, that their foot will not slip or be moved in the name of Jesus. You that keepeth Israel, that neither slumber nor sleep, you will be their keeper in the name of Jesus. Our Lord God Jehovah, you will be their shade in the name of Jesus. Their shade upon their upon your right hand in the name of Jesus, so the sun will not smite them by day, nor the moon by night in the name of Jesus. You will preserve them all from all evil in the name of Jesus. You will keep their lives. So the spirit of destruction that lays wait at noonday will not be able to touch them in the name of Jesus. We say we choose life. We say our fathers will live, they will not die. They will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because their going out and their coming in is blessed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I've come that they might have life and have life abundance. We pray for abundance of life of God to shield, to cocoon, to surround our fathers about in the name of Jesus, so the devil and all the forces of hell will not be able to penetrate in the name of Jesus. We call them blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied in the name of Jesus. We say our fathers continue to fear and revere the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, so in the name of Jesus, they walk in your ways and live according to your commandments. So they shall eat the fruit of their labors. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy that you will eat the good of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. We say it is well with you in the name of Jesus. Your wives will continue to be like a fruitful vine in the innermost part of your house in the name of Jesus. And your children shall be like olive plants round about your table in the name of Jesus. And you will continue to be blessed, because you will continue to revere and worshipfully fear the Lord in the name of Jesus. So the Lord bless you out of Zion, and the Lord makes you see prosperity and goodness of Jerusalem all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in Jesus' name. And you will see your children's children and peace upon Israel in Jesus' name. The Lord will make you effective high priests over your home in the name of Jesus. And you will be like trees that is planted by rivers of water in the name of Jesus. Yes, your leaves will not fade. In the name of Jesus, your leaves, your legacy will not wither. In the name of Jesus, and whatsoever you lay your hands onto will continue to prosper in the name of Jesus. You will be known in the gates of the elders in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit. Let's just stretch our hands now and pray for them in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we do not know how we ought to pray as we ought. Therefore, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to please help us pray the mind of the Father beyond our natural ability, for life, for strength, for peace, for goodness, for joy, in the name of Jesus, for good health. In the name of Jesus, we say that in the name of every spirit of infirmity, we break your hold over our men. Prostrate cancer, we break your hold in the name of Jesus. Every disorder, we break your hold in the name of Jesus. And we continue to declare peace upon our fathers in the name of Jesus. Rabba papa kosantra bakosekra bakoshte debo. Mikrabo santra bakoseke papa kasamda papa. Migrabo sekra bakasom tele bakonya bas. Boria santari bakasom tele papa 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 papa. Migrabo sante de bakuseke papa papa papa. Migrabo sante de bosanta papa papa papa. Rika sante de popo popo kosuke popo kosat. Ristaria sandra bosandre bokosaka papa papa. Migrabo sante de bokoshte de bokosat. Hoste de bosat. Rista de papa 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 papa. Rista taka papa papa papa. Oh Father God, mikra sante de popo sute de papa kosu. Father Lord, we thank you because you will give them the eyes of the eagle. We pray specifically for insight, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, instructions in the night seasons, the eyes of the eagle that they will see afar off. We break the yoke of denseness in the spirit over their lives. We say their ears be unstopped and scales fall off their eyes as you anoint their eyes with eyesalve. Pray for strength for their ankle bones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mountains will be complaints, valleys will be filled, crooked places will be straightened, in rough places will be smoothed, and the glory of our God will be revealed in the lives of our fathers. In we, their wives and children and all men shall see together. Lord, I pray for the desire of every father that their children be greater than them. In the name of Jesus, because the glory of the latter house will definitely and surely, in the name of Jesus, be greater than the former. And peradventure, if there be anyone here that is marked with the mark of Cain, with the generational mark of untimely death, the name of Jesus is the handmaiden of the Lord, one under authority, but yet having the mantle of a prophetess of the Lord Most High. As your oracle, come to pronounce in unity of faith, the Father of this house, that every mark of Cain in the name of Jesus be removed. In the name of Jesus, everyone imprisoned, captive, be set free. everyone appointed unto death, we prophesy an annulment in the name of Jesus. And we declare that with long life, good health, prosperity, God will satisfy you in the name of Jesus. He will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies and anoint your head with oil, and your cup will run over. Surely goodness and mercy will always follow you, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Pastor.
I want all the fathers to join hands together. I want us to form a like an electrical circuit, really. And I'm going to... Where's Pastor Guega? Right there. Good. Use him as a point of contact. Every father, make sure you're joined to somebody. Father, we want to thank you for Father's Day. We thank you for the prayers that my wife has prayed, and all the blessings that have been released. Father God, I ask the same unction, that fatherhood ability, anointing that's upon me. I want to transmit it to every father in this house in the name of Jesus. Even those who are not physically here, Lord, we extend by faith to all of them. Those who are under our covering, Lord God, through the internet, we release the same anointing, that they will be fathers indeed. Lord God, that they will be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man. We pray for the spirit of humility, of wisdom, of revelation, of strength, both in the inner as well as in the outer man. Good health, as has been pronounced, so that they will rise up to their responsibilities as fathers. They will be fathers by prayer. They'll be fathers by example. They'll be fathers by instruction. They'll be fathers by legacy. That they will leave examples for their children to see, and the children will follow after. And the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former in the name of Jesus. We impart this. We release it. In the name of Jesus, Nikatoloma Shalabrikagru, Lipinito Frenengas, Nombrados, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that every father in this place will step up to his plate, will step up to his responsibilities, both spiritually, physically, financially, in every area of their lives. They will be fathers indeed, good husbands to their wives, good fathers to their children, fathers in the church of God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. I release you into a new level of fatherhood in this year of Jubilee, even in this year of release. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Can stand to your feet. Give them a super clap offering.
My job alone.
It was not until we were praying that it came to my heart that this is a jubilee year. And God has released every father in this house and all those under our covering to a new level of fatherhood. I didn't hear that. Yes. Leaving a legacy, doing good, lifting and building others up. Now, please be seated. It's crucial for us as fathers. Paul said something that was true but sad. He said, there are not many fathers. Is that the will of God? No. The will of God is that there should be many fathers. But to be a father is more than just a father, a child. You have to be a father in all ramifications, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. And these things Mommy laid out for us, selflessness, willingness to do good, building others up, integrity, are things we should take very much to heart and begin to practice by the Spirit. The last one was integrity, which is so important, and you key into that by keying into God. It's because it is the virtue. Integrity is a virtue that God has, and He transmits it to us through His nature, His life, and His power, so that we can be the kind of fathers God wants us to be. Anybody who is willing and would submit themselves to the dealings of God can and will be a great father. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate all of our fathers and all of the brethren and all your support.